Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
And welcome back. Good to be with you. Rough day on Wall Street, man. Final numbers are coming in. Dow was down more than 700 points at the close today. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Story here from CNN. It is not up to you after all, New York and Chicago. The honor of best pizza city in the United States did not go to New York, and it did not go to Chicago.
Wow.
Would you care to guess? And I'll give you a hint. West Coast.
For pizza?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What, do they put pineapple on their pizza, too?
How about Washington State?
It was not, you know, city.
Oh, I have no idea. Tell me.
Portland, Oregon.
All right.
Takes the honor. That is the ruling from the authors of the upcoming encyclopedic Modernist Pizza, scheduled
really?
For release in October. At three volumes and almost 1,700 pages. It includes the history of pizza, 1,000 pizza recipes, pizza making technique, and it also lists the best cities for pizza. By the way, making the list for the best in the country, other than Portland, Chicago, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, the Quad Cities, San Fran, Seattle, and St. Louis.
I have a story here that I was not looking to make a topic until I saw one of my biggest pet peeves.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I am mad.
Goody, goody.
Did you hear this was the week that dictionary.com comes out with all of its new words?
Yeah.
And because Scott and I are so old, we usually look at the list. And I'm like, I don't know what any of those things mean.
It is a living language. It always is changing.
No, mm-hmm. No.
That's
and
right.
You know what? There are some things that should not change and do not need to be changed. So every one of you listening that has mispronounced this word for 100 years, and it drives me crazy.
We'll be glad to give it to
you. Dictionary.com has just said, you know what? We're throwing in the towel. Forget it. So many of you say it wrong. We're going to make this a word. Did you see this, Sam?
I haven't seen it, but based on your description, I think I know exactly what word you're talking about.
Oh, if you're an English teacher, just shut off your radio right now. You don't even want to hear it because you will want to drive your car into a wall.
What word is it?
They have added supposedly.
Supposedly?
Oh, it drives me crazy. There is no B in supposedly.
No, but it's a different word.
At what point do we just say that all of your all's grammar is so bad, we're just going to go with it? Do you know how they spell it? It's even worse. Supposedly is not even spelled like supposedly.
It is a word. It means as may be conceived or imagined.
Yeah, like you imagined an alternative pronunciation for a word that doesn't exist.
Supposedly is an adverb form of supposable.
Supposedly.
There is no B in that word.
If it's in the pronouncer, it is a real word.
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to add Pischetti too for people who don't know how to pronounce spaghetti?
Listen, irregardless of your concerns.
Stop it!
See, that one's actually not a word. However, supposedly has always been a word.
No, it has not!
It's the adverb of supposable.
They just added it this year. I'm out.
Yeah, as its own word.
I'm walking out. This is going to send me over the edge.
And irregardless.
Yeah, irregardless of that.
All
fact.
Right. Here are the new terms they've come up with for dictionary.com related to the pandemic. Go ahead and guess a few. These are the words we would not have had in our vocabulary a year and a half ago.
Lockdown.
Hybrid learning.
As one word?
Hybrid learning, two words, not hyphenated.
Mm.
Okay.
Here's one.
New normal?
Finna? What is finna?
That is a slang term meaning I'm going to. And I believe it started, and I'm not even making this up, as a typo.
Okay.
Like fixing to?
Like it's, yeah. I'm fixing to, but I'm finna.
But if you look at the keyboard, when you're typing it, the F is right next to the G, and the I is right next to the O.
Okay, but use it in a sentence. I'm finna going to get some coffee.
I'm finna say a sentence with finna in it.
I'm
going to.
I'm finna.
Oh, I see.
Can you say I'm finna the store?
No.
No.
I'm finna go to the store.
I'm finna go to the store. That is so dumb. Who is coming up with these new words?
Well, that's a slang term, so I don't think it was ever supposed to be an actual word.
Ugh.
Hang on. All right, what else is in there?
Oh, it's going to, that whole, I've got nothing anymore. I'm so annoyed right now that they've added supposedly.
Wait, so finna is F-I-N-A?
F-I-N-N-A.
Oh, F-I-N-N-A.
As if you were going to spell gunna, but accidentally put an F and an I instead of a G and an O.
Okay.
I'm finna go to the store?
Here's one that I love. Oof. O-O-F. That's what I said when I saw that they're allowing supposedly.
Are you finna use that one in a sentence?
Yes, I'm gonna finna use it.
The example they use at dictionary.com is, I'm finna make a scene.
That's what Dana did about supposedly. Yep. Supposedly, she's finna make a
Stop
scene.
Stop saying that word. Long hauler has been added.
Yeah, I believe that.
Doom scrolling.
What is Doom? Is that when you go looking for bad news?
Yeah, when you scroll to see if they found anyone in the Miami condo collapse, and then you look up and it's 3 a.m. and you're still scrolling.
And that's called doom scrolling.
And you'll click on another tweet and another tweet and another tweet, just burying yourself in sadness.
So can you, supposedly I'm finna go doom scrolling?
Yes, that would actually make a lot of sense.
Did I just use all three?
Look at full send.
They've added Jedi.
Full stop, bro.
Do you know what Jedi means?
Get out.
All caps.
Oh, no.
Justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Huh?
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
No, Jedi is the master of the force.
Not anymore.
Well, I refuse.
They've been to change that
one. Supposedly justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Well, I'm fit about ready to stop living in this world. Supposedly.
Stop it.
Stop the planet. I'm finna get off.
Full send.
Here's one, Sam, that I don't know what it means. Yeet. What is yeet?
How come acronyms are now words?
Yeet is just a word. Acronym. It's just a word.
It's just an expression.
Like, yeet. Y-E-A-T.
What do you say it? Yeet? What do you say it for?
Like, randomly. Like, whenever.
But over what? Like, if you get in a car wreck, yeet.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to hit you. Sorry.
Basically. However you want to use it. Whenever.
It means you eat.
That's like country slang.
No, that's from the Urban Dictionary, not the country dictionary. Yeet yet?
Oh my gosh, that is not what that means.
That's totally different.
Nah, you?
Yeah, nah, you. I'm finna do.
Wait. Remember years ago we looked up the country dictionary, country slang dictionary?
Yeet.
Yeet?
Yeet? Yeet?
Redneck like slang. Here we go. Okay. Well, some of these are easy. Britches. You know what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, throwing something. Yeah, you might yell yeet while throwing something. Like
an
yeet.
Exclamation of enthusiasm,
yeah.
Approval, triumph, or pleasure. So that wouldn't be in a car wreck. If you said to me, Dana, I think you should take tomorrow off, I'd go, yeet.
Well, if you describe the car wreck,
what?
I mean, were you going like 150 and you survived, then you'd be like, yeet.
What does snack mean, Scott? It's slang.
Snack?
Snack. I'm going to go get myself a snack.
Yeah, it means a meal between one of the major meals.
No,
like
no. Do you really know this?
Yeah, it's an attractive person.
If you think she's a snack, Scott,
she's
it is
hot.
A sexy and physically attractive person.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what a zaddy is?
An ugly person.
Oh, my gosh.
No, do you know what it is, Sam?
Yes, but you take this one.
An attractive man who is also stylish, charming, and self-confident.
So what am I?
Not a, well.
A zat?
Zaddy. It's just daddy, but with a Z. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, okay, zaddy.
Okay, use. Oh, please stop. Y-O-U-S-E, use. We're making that a word.
I don't know that one. What?
Y-O-U-S-E is slang when you're addressing two or more people. Hey, use.
You mean like you people?
Yeah.
Or?
Hey, use. You know who says that?
The guy people on My Cousin Vinny.
Yes, My Cousin Vinny says that. Use.
He calls them utes. That's when he's trying to say youth.
You finna use.
You know what? We have officially, we're done. I am officially just too old to even be sitting here.
Yeah, supposedly.
Stop it. Use.
Supposedly, use finna go to break soon. Full stop.
Full stop.
Yeet.
Full stop, man.
We don't need no education.
I'm not sure how I feel about this story. It's from E! Online. You guys remember Anthony Bourdain, the chef, CNN fame, of course. And the story reads, Anthony Bourdain's estranged wife has denied granting filmmakers of a new documentary permission to use artificial intelligence to recreate his voice. Roadrunner, which released in theaters on July 16th, has come under fire for featuring a simulated version of the late culinary expert's voice. Filmmaker Morgan Neville telling GQ that, quote, a few things he wrote but never said were incorporated into the film using an AI model generated by more than 10 hours of audio of Bourdain speaking. The controversial decision, according to Morgan Neville, the filmmaker, was approved by those closest to Bourdain, who died by suicide in June of 2018. However, Octavia Bourdain, who separated from the chef-turned-TV host in 2016, says, and I quote, I certainly was not the one who said Tony would have been cool with that. She wrote, when asked by a Twitter user about the extent of her involvement in Roadrunner, she responded, besides the interview I gave and supplying some of the footage, none. Why is this so controversial?
Well,
so they used an AI voice.
Listen
so
to this from the Post. Have documentaries evolved to the point where the very term documentary has lost all its meaning? They're calling this a deep fake voice. And
which we've seen with Tom Cruise, for example. Remember the deep fake of him about a year ago?
Yes, but that was to show you how scary this deep fake internet stuff really can be.
But they don't. But the filmmakers don't shy away from it. They fully admit it. Yeah, we used a computer to generate his voice. In fact, I think one of them is him reading an email. So what?
Well, and it's not groundbreaking technology. If you're somebody like Anthony Bourdain, you have so much of your voice recorded. You can pull just about any word from any context, slap it together in a sentence, and actually make it sound like it was supposed to be there.
His passionate fans express feelings of betrayal and even trauma at having their idol posthumously exploited. Documentaries are in the midst of a new golden age as streaming services scoop up compulsively watchable feature films.
Sure.
But contrary to conventional wisdom, documentaries are never mere recordings of reality. On some level, according to the Post, they at least bend the truth. And you've always said this about documentaries, Scott. The documentary is made for you to understand a certain viewpoint.
Yes. The documentarian goes in with a viewpoint they want you to accept. Yes, absolutely.
Man, I don't understand the controversy. There's so much archive footage of him saying actual things. Why do you need to deep fake the voice for things he didn't say?
Okay, but watch a documentary about, say, George Washington, okay, or Abraham Lincoln on the History Channel.
Yeah.
All right?
And maybe they use another voice when it's his pen.
Or of course they're using another voice. There wasn't recording equipment. And I've watched Abraham Lincoln documentaries, and they're like, 87 years ago. and at no point do I think, well, that's Abraham Lincoln. I think that's an actor who is portraying Abraham Lincoln.
Is it different because they used recordings of his voice and technology to create what he said that made it weird? Or is it the fact that it wasn't him saying it? I'm confused on the controversy.
Well, was it something that he had in fact said, or are they making up all of it?
No, these are things, according to this story,
that he wrote.
Things that he had written but never said were incorporated into the film using an AI model generated by more than 10 hours of audio of Bourdain speaking. So these were things he had actually put down in word, but not in voice.
I mean, this is like a technological advancement. This should be something that's praised, but they're turning it into the deep fake idea and hating on it. I don't know.
But it's not fake. It's fake when Tom Cruise is... You know,
right? It wasn't
him. You see
him.
The video of Tom Cruise, and it's not even him.
Yeah.
Well, it's fake in essence that they have compiled all of this data of his voice, and now they can literally type whatever they want into a computer and make it sound like it's something that Anthony Bourdain said.
Right. Now, if they had said in this, and I haven't seen the documentary Roadrunner, but if in there he says something that he had not said in real life, and they just had, say, a bad recording of it, or something that he had actually written, which is what the producer of the documentary says was, you know, these were things he had written down. They didn't make him say something he had not written or actually said. Now, if he was on there, you know, saying, well, CNN sucks and I hate my job and I hate, you know, wish I worked for Fox News. That's not what he says. It's just things that he had written that they turn into an AI voice. I do not understand this controversy. Apparently, somebody who has seen it, 5076, says he starts off saying this story doesn't end well. Okay. I understand that they used AI for Carrie Fisher in some of the new Star Wars, but those were documentaries.
And for Tony Soprano's on-screen mother when she died mid-filming, and that was before the technology had been perfected, Scott, and it was just weird. Her head looked like it was on somebody else's body. You know, where it just didn't look...
A little early in the technology,
She didn't look human. Right. It actually looked like they tried to stick her head on someone else's body.
576-7798. I've been seeing this story all over the news today, and I can't figure out why. Why this is so controversial. 5767, maybe explain it to me, because his estranged wife is pissed. 576-7798. News is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
576-7798. Welcome back. We're trying to figure out what the controversy is, but I'm telling you right now, the estranged wife of Anthony Bourdain is furious that in the new documentary about Anthony Bourdain, a culinary artist and CNN host who died a couple years ago, the new biopic is called Roadrunner. Or documentary, Roadrunner. It was released on July 16th. But in this movie, you hear the voice of Anthony Bourdain reading things he had written. That voice is not Anthony Bourdain's. It is the work of AI, artificial intelligence. And his estranged wife, Octavia Bourdain, who separated from him in 2016, is not happy. Quote, I certainly was not, all caps, the one who said Tony would have been cool with that.
So I saw this in The New Yorker a couple days ago and I didn't read it. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a foodie. I know who he is. I didn't follow that show.
It was more as much traveling as it was about
food. Sure. And it talks about him being his own villain and victim and also a hero. Like, he was a complicated guy, had a super addictive personality, apparently beat heroin on his own, but then bounced around like a lot of impulse addicts do, from impulse to impulse, whether that was a project or a woman in his life, or, you know, I think I read jiu-jitsu or whatever. He would just throw himself into all of this kind of a chaotic life. And one of the first things he says, and I think this is fake voice, is this does not have a happy ending.
576-7798. Texter said that's one of the first things
you
hear.
No happy ending.
Yeah. Dave in Liberty. Dave, hello.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. Good. We're doing well. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Scott. I do not see a problem if they have. I think what they may have done is they've taken all the recordings that he's ever made and pulled the words out that he actually uses to make that compilation of what he is saying in that email. Now, if anybody wants to get up in arms, how about Forrest Gump, where they actually had John Lennon and fake lips animated onto his face?
Oh, yeah.
Saying something that he'd never said to Forrest Gump.
And fake Kennedy, fake JFK.
Fake Kennedy, fake Lyndon Johnson.
Fake LBJ, yep.
Right, right. So I don't see a problem. Like Scott said, it's not like they were using his voice in order to state something that he would never say.
Right.
These are actually words that he had written that they were just lending his voice to, and I don't see a problem with it.
And Dave, the only distinction between Forrest Gump, and it's a great example, and what we're talking about here, is that all of Forrest Gump was fiction, and everyone knew it was fiction. I think the difference here is it's presented as fact. A documentary, one assumes, is presented as fact. And I wonder if there would be this controversy if at the very beginning, and maybe they did this, I don't know, they had said some of his words have been taken and recreated, you know, in the body of this work, but these were his thoughts on paper.
Right. And like I said, I think that they actually, and I could be wrong, but from what I understand of the process, is they actually take words that you've spoken.
Yeah.
And then they combine them all. So if that is the case, they're actually his spoken words.
Yeah, but they would be. But they've been mixed around, obviously.
Right, and they've been put in the combination in order to actually read the email that he had written. Okay. So, like I said, I don't think anybody was trying to pull anything over on anybody. I think they were just using his voice in something that he had written. Yeah, and I don't see a problem with it.
Listen to the. I believe this is the director here quoting here. He says, Bourdain was given everything he always wanted, money, a chance to travel, and freedom because of the book and then the hit series, right? Does that find him happiness? Of course it does not, because happiness doesn't come from external things. According to the film, the possibility of happiness was the question that consumed Bourdain. Consumed, okay? He was cocky, confident, culturally voracious, but said the TV Tony and the real Tony weren't the same person. They never could be. He played himself on television, but it was also a veneer covering a fundamental insecurity. He had imposter syndrome and always felt like it could all go away.
Don't a lot of people, though?
Oh, 100%.
A lot of people in media.
Anyone in this industry.
Is filled with insecurity.
Of course.
I have it. Mine's earned, though.
Well, even outside of insecurities in media, it's in any profession, if you believe that you aren't good enough to be doing what you're doing, that's imposter syndrome. So you could be doing anything.
Right.
And convince
yourself.
Like
a Major League Baseball player. Exactly. I have no business being up here, even though I'm hitting 40 home runs a year.
Right. I mean, you're putting up stats and you're doing things correctly, but inside your mind, you feel like you don't belong.
Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. So I got a couple of points here. What your last caller says, that absolutely right. You know, it is his own voice. It is his own words. He just didn't say it. And, you know, as long as the infotainment, because that's what it is, it's information entertainment of what all documentaries are, all the history channels, all the different, you know, educational shows anymore, are just infotainment. They are not 100% factual.
Right.
And so my thing is I know, Scott, you would love to have a story read by your dad. I would love for my kids.
Yes.
I mean, I'd lose my ever-loving mind. And, you know, I would think it was awesome. I've lost my train of thought. Sorry.
You were going to mention Tom Kane.
Tom Kane. Okay. So at one point, Tom Kane did a pre-read for Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
And they played it for Morgan Freeman, and he's like, what do you need me for? Just have that guy do it.
Right.
It's way cheaper. And so then the last thing is, how is Tom Kane? I haven't heard anything about him in quite a while, and we missed the guy.
Okay. I'm glad to give you an update. And Aaron, I thank you for it. May God always bless Tom Kane. By the way, Tom Kane... I have an audio clip of him doing Morgan Freeman a while back when he was on the show. Here it is.
I want to know what gods we have angered that Taco Tuesday falls on Cinco de Mayo and the whole thing is ruined by a virus named after a Mexican beer.
Okay. That was a couple years ago.
That was the last time he was on the show, right at the beginning of COVID.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, your story about Tom Kane is true. And Morgan Freeman, he did a commercial for whatever credit card company that was. It was a spec spot. And when Morgan Freeman heard it, he said, well, he did it perfectly. Just let him do it. And so when you hear that credit card commercial, that really is Tom Kane doing the voiceover and not Morgan Freeman actually speaking. Regarding Tom Kane, who suffered a stroke late last year, I haven't spoken with his family, but we've had correspondence and I've certainly been following them on Facebook and elsewhere. He's doing well. They say every day is better than the day before. And so God be with Tom. I know he had a little bit of a struggle last month and had to have a procedure done, and he's recovered very well from that. But every day is a new day. He's really into cooking, apparently. Still having trouble speaking and still cannot read from what I understand.
His daughter posts decently regular updates on how everything's going on his Facebook page.
Yep. John in KCK. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
I guess I had two thoughts. Neither one of them are good, but I feel like since it's in, you know, in, like A.A. Ron said, infotainment, and they could pull most of the footage and the voice from, you know, the shows he did. They have all that recorded. And I wonder, is Octavia upset because maybe there's no monetary compensation coming back to her, or if anything concerning his suicide? Obviously, if he wrote an email where that, maybe they're reading that, and you know, with his voice, could be jarring to her. I thought about that too as I was listening to everything, and you know, it just may be upsetting from a standpoint, maybe. There are some things that he wrote in emails that were personal.
That were personal, yeah.
And that you know, in that sense, I kind of can understand where that might be upsetting. But I don't see anything wrong with what they did, unless it was something, an email that was so personal that she has to hear his voice, you know, them being estranged and then he commits suicide, knowing that she may have some role in that. I can kind of see that, you know, and I'm not saying that she's responsible for it, but just the fact that they were estranged and then he's gone, yeah. You know, that's how it ends. And then she may have to hear an email or something. I would like to know what it is that the emails and everything.
And I found one of them, John. It's a good question. It says there's a moment at the end of the film's second act when the artist, David, a friend of Bourdain's, is reading aloud an email Bourdain had sent him. So this is this guy, David, who's friends of his.
Okay.
And Bourdain had sent him an email. So David starts out reading the email, and then it morphs into Bourdain's voice.
And that's the AI.
Were Bourdain's words in this email. And it's personal. It says, dude, this is a crazy thing to ask, but I'm curious. My life is sort of a blank. You are successful. I am successful. And I'm wondering, are you happy?
576-7798. Nick and the others, hang tight. We do have one open line if you want to grab it. 576-7798. By the way, just a couple of quick points here regarding one of the previous callers about just pulling words that Anthony Bourdain had actually said and just putting them in order so that they made sense. It says here the filmmaker Morgan Neville later on in the story says that his team partnered with four AI companies before, quote, settling on the best. We also had to figure out the best tone to use for Tony's voice. His speaking voice versus his narrator voice. So anyway, also...
So there were some liberties taken. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. Somebody also asked, don't you think Octavia might still be grieving, and out of courtesy they should have asked? She did participate. And she did an interview for the film. She provided some of the video, some of the pictures. But what she says she did not okay was them using the AI voice. For whatever reason, that has really got her bothered. And I love this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I love it anyway, from 5791. Eric Clapton once said he was an egomaniac with an inferiority complex.
Fair question, though, from the text line a little bit earlier. If they don't use his real voice, does that pull royalties away from his estate that I'm assuming she's part of?
That I don't know. And don't know. Would he have any royalties from that? I don't. If it's just a documentary about his life and he's deceased, I don't know that there'd be any payout for that at all.
You can make a documentary about anything you want. You don't have to pay the subject.
Mm-mm.
Now, if the documentarian
wants him in it prior to his death,
or wants private family photographs, he might have to, make some sort of financial agreement to get the private family photographs, to get them to participate, etc. But I mean, I could make a documentary tomorrow about Harry S. Truman. I don't have to pay the Truman family anything. Unless we have some sort of financial agreement to get some of the stuff they have. Nick in Cameron. Hello, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, man.
Hey, long time, first time.
Oh.
Just a thought. With Anthony Bourdain, he is still considered a figure of pop culture in many ways, whereas Truman would be more considered a figure of history. So perhaps it has... And this is my thought. It has more to do with the worry of misrepresentation and that not everybody knows what was said. And in the same way that deep fake with Tom Cruise was used, perhaps now that this voice is out there, others will copy it and then use it to either smear the name or the family or anywhere in that realm of possibility. It is all supposable. It is all probable. And
wow.
Just a quick side note, supposable.
It is not supposable, Dan, because that word does not exist.
No, it does. First used around 1627.
Yes, by people word. Who do not understand the English language.
What's that a B in there? Sounds good to me.
As the son of an English teacher and the grandson of an English teacher, it is a real word. It is completely opposite from supposedly. It is a synonym of probable or possible.
Yeah, Nick, we're running out of time.
Well, Nick,
we're going to have to cut you loose.
Irregardless, we thank you for the call.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, happily.
Okay, goodbye, my friend. Appreciate the call. Trey in Kansas City, you get the last word. Hello.
Hey, so I'm studying to be a computer engineer, and it's something that we see a lot with the public is a general mistrust of AI in general.
Yeah.
Everything, well, it's a direct result of pop culture things like Terminator and showing AI in the negative light without showing what it's capable of, things like simulating voices, things like finding cures for diseases. There's so many applications that it has that are positive, and yet people aren't usually aware of those kinds of things.
Why? Just because of the media?
Usually. Another thing that happens with AI, and we see it in like video games, you see it in some types of realistic animation, it's called the uncanny valley, and that is when someone's voice is almost there, but not quite, and people that are very close to them can tell, and it's kind of unsettling for those kinds of people.
Sure.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. By the way, the whistling at the beginning, I thought Trey was getting pulled over. That was weird.
No, just
I did just have a listener DM me on Twitter that they are listening to our show. They were not paying attention, and the accompanying photo is boop, boop.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Sorry.
We can't get you out of that one.
News is next here on Dan and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
Well, hot and heavy, pumpkin pie, chocolate candy, Jesus Christ, ain't nothing please me more than you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.